Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Investigators continue to scour the ocean floor for debris as they try to establish the timeline and circumstances of the Titan's final fatal voyage. The Titanic-bound submersible suffered a catastrophic implosion, killing all five people on board. A remotely operated vehicle found parts of the sub about 1,600 feet from the bow of the bow of the shipwreck. So that gives them an area to search for and clues. But joining me on the line now is retired submarine commander with the US Navy, David Marquet. David, you're very welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a really sad and tragic end to what the whole world, it seems, was following for the last number of days. Did you expect it, David, to finish like this?
Yes, I think this was the most likely scenario on the descent. As pressure is gradually increasing on the submersible, as it's getting deeper and deeper, more and more pressurized, there was some flaw in the design of the material, which became catastrophic, and likely it was a very rapid event, which would have been barely perceived by the people in the submarine.
And you would hope that would be some solace, if any can be gleaned at all from a situation like this, for the family members. Are these vessels safe to go down this depth, David?
Well, there's about a 40-year history of safe deep submergence with vessels. In the past, these vessels are commonly made of some sort of a metal, steel, or titanium. They're sort of a one-piece vessel, so the whole thing is made of the same material. Here, these guys were doing something new. They're trying to be innovative, so they're using carbon fiber, which is a relatively new material. And then there are actually three different materials, because they have titanium end bells, which need to be bolted into the carbon fiber, and then a window, which is bolted into the titanium end bell. So these three materials react differently under pressure, and they react differently to the temperature changes. And so they're going to develop tiny cracks, I would think. The engineers I've been talking to are pointing to likely causes either the window, the carbon fiber, or the junctions of those materials.
Yeah. And that will have to be investigated. The more debris one assumes they find, the more it will help the investigation. You were telling a colleague of mine about the Scorpion USS nuclear sub that was lost in, it was it 1968? Tell me about that.
So back in 1968, during the Cold War, we had a nuclear submarine, 99 people on board, which was returning from operations in the Mediterranean and the Eastern Atlantic. This was a time when we rarely communicated, so the submarine went for a week without any communications, which was totally expected. But when the families were standing on the pier in Norfolk, the submarine never appeared, and then the Navy had to go back and try and determine where it was. At the time, one of the clues to the submarine was by listening to tapes from a system that was designed to detect Russian submarines. And on the tapes, they were able to hear what sounded like an implosion and a submarine breaking up. And they were able to get a sense of the location. And that was one of the factors that allowed the submarine to be found. It's about at the same depth as the Titanic.
Really, down that far. And that's why, I suppose, people have questioned the regulation of vessels like this, and how much they're tested and how robust the testing is. I mean, it has to be a lot more stringent, you would say.
Yeah, I think we're sort of in this middle ground. I mean, obviously, when the Wright brothers flew, people were building airplanes in their garages, and I appreciate the sense of innovation and exploration, flying, risking, sometimes losing their lives. But now when you get on a 737, you expect to be able to fly safely from point A to point B. And I think we're sort of between those two places right now with this deep sea exploration.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very sad day, and it's going to be a very difficult next number of days and weeks for the family. But thank you very much indeed for helping us piece together what may have happened. That's retired Navy Captain with the U.S. Navy, David Marquet. Thank you for joining us. You're